And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of January, 2014. The first legal divorce recorded in the American colonies, finalized on this day in 1643. Anne Clark of the Massachusetts Bay Colony had petitioned for a divorce from her estranged and adulterous husband, Dennis Clark, who admitted to abandoning his wife and two children for another woman, confirmed that he did not plan to return to the marriage, and so the court granted her a divorce. It's the birthday of Mozart's wife, Constanze Mozart, born Constanze Weber in Zellum-Wiesenthal, Germany, 1762. They first met when Mozart was 21 and Constanze was 15. He was in love with her sister, and then when the sister married another man, Mozart courted Constanze. It's the birthday of Jack Norworth, Philadelphia, 1879. He was riding the subway in New York one day, 1908, and saw a sign that said baseball today, polo grounds, and he started thinking of lyrics for a song. He had never been to a baseball game himself, but he wrote the words down on a piece of paper and took them to the composer Albert von Tilzer, who had never seen a baseball game either. And he wrote the music, and the song was, of course, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's the birthday of the man who coined the term Cold War and also created the op-ed page, Herbert Bayard Swope, born in St. Louis, 1882, worked for the New York Evening World, where the op-ed page was created in 1921, which stood for opposite the editorial page. Herbert Bayard Swope was also a famous gambler. And 2 years after he created the op-ed page, he won almost $500,000 in a poker game in a railroad car in Palm Beach playing against an oil baron, a Broadway impresario, and a steel magnate. And it's the birthday of the poet W.D. Snodgrass, William DeWitt Snodgrass, born in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, 1926, who began in the early 50s to write poems about his marriage, which was falling apart, and who was considered to be one of the founders of the so-called confessional school of poetry, poets writing openly about their own lives. Here's a poem for today by Catherine Hunt, The Newborns. All through the night, all through the long, witless hallways of my sleep, from my hospital bed I heard the newborn babies cry, bewildered between worlds, like new arrivals anywhere, unacquainted with the names of things. That afternoon, a kind nurse named Laura had taken me for a stroll to exercise the red line of my wound. We stopped by the nursery window, and a flannel-swathed boy in a clear plastic cradle was pushed to the glass. We peered at him and said, "Welcome, you've come to Earth." We laughed and shook our heads. All through the night, all through the drug-spangled rapture of my dreams, I heard the newborn babies sing, first one, then another, the fierce beginning of their lament, that bright hiss, those soft octaves of wonder. The Newborns, a poem by Catherine Hunt, from Long Way Through Ruin, published by Blue Begonia Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.